Kenora. After a decisive win in Game 1, the Kenora Cobras met stiffer resistance from the Cote Selects for Game 2 in Cote. But the Cobras prevailed with a 6-3 final score and captured the best of three first-round series in two straight games. With coach Darren Schwartz unavailable for Game 2, general manager Cal Homanyuk took over behind the bench for the series' clinching win. "Pretty exciting stuff. We haven't been in the second round quite a few years," said Homanyuk. "I can't remember the last time we had March hockey in Kenora." Homanyuk said the Cote rink was full to near capacity, and the crowd had plenty to cheer about early, with the game tied 1-1 after the first period. "We came out sluggish, no intensity, especially in the first period. Our goalie Durbin Leboff played exceptionally well, pretty much won the game for us. Our system of Durbin playing goal on the road and Rylan Palchowicz taking over at home seems to be working very well. We played a bit better later in the game, but I think we just got lucky on a few rebounds and shots, especially in the last 40 minutes. We were lucky to escape with the win. But our discipline was good, we only took 3 penalties. The refs did a good job. The game was an eye-opener for the Cobras," according to Homanyuk. "There are no easy games at this time of year, especially in the playoffs. We can't take a night off. Cote played well. Their goalie played a lot better than in Kenora and the rest of the team was more disciplined. I think they're only a couple of players away from being a really good team in the future." Troy Zuliniak led the Cobras on offense with a pair of goals and an assist. Other goalscorers were Logan Foster, Jake Hirspink, Austin Severson and Skylar Haladin, who also added an assist. Scott Mikowski was the top playmaker with 3 assists. Singles came from Tanner Mock, and William and Tomas Hauber of Kenora. The focus of the Cobras now shifts to provincials, where they will play the North semifinal against Dinsmore. After traveling to Dinsmore for Game 1, the Cobras host Game 2 on February 24 at the Civic Center. Round 2 of the CEL playoffs is expected to begin on March 1 in Kenora with Game 1 of the best of 5 series. The opposition was still to be determined at press time. "It doesn't matter who we play, we have to play our game," concluded Homanyuk. "Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link."